It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with the microphone in your hand.
We caught up with the marketing manager from Brighton & Hove Albion, Mark Dring, and we spoke to him about Brighton's effort and initiative to reach out to Indian fans, which is rather interesting because they are a club who have just been promoted. This is the first time they are in the Premier League. The last time they were in the top division was 1983.
We are here today with Mark Dring, the marketing manager of Brighton & Hove Albion. Mark, welcome to India.
Brilliant, thanks for having me.
All right, so straight off the bat, Mark, how has the experience been so far, meeting the Indian fans?
The experience has been amazing so far. I've been slightly surprised, in all honesty, just the amount of awareness there is of Brighton & Hove Albion. Even people that have been following us for some years when we were in the Championship, obviously many people are very happy that we finally made it to the Premier League. And also the players as well. I mean, many people, obviously due to the Premier League's remit, global audience, and the likes of Football Manager and games like that that people play, people are very aware of the team, the results that have happened so far this season, and sometimes even the wider story of Brighton & Hove Albion and how we got to where we are today.
All right. And you spoke about where you have gotten today. We'd like our listeners to have a bit of a background about the history of the club, the background of the club. So if you could just give us a little bit of a glimpse as to what Brighton & Hove Albion represents in terms of English football.
Okay, I could go into a lot of detail, so I'll try to keep it brief. But the club was founded in 1901 in Brighton. First major honour was the FA Charity Shield in 1910. And the club has spent the majority of its history in the second and third tiers of English football, which is why some supporters might not be aware of us. We were in the top flight briefly from 1979 to 1983. And unfortunately were then relegated from the old First Division at that time. But in that period, we did make our first and only FA Cup final appearance.
The one against Manchester United.
Against Manchester United, yes, that's the one. And then following that, we did have a very turbulent time, both on and off the field. We unfortunately lost our home ground, the Goldstone Ground, that was located in Hove, which was taken from almost under the club's feet. Several years of travelling to Gillingham for our home games before being fortunately finding a temporary home called the Withdean Stadium. The game was located back in Sussex. Then there was a much longer campaign to get us a new permanent home, and after many years of protests, we were very fortunate enough to have the backing to move into our new stadium, the American Express Community Stadium, where we're based today. So it's been a long journey. Many of the supporters have been there through, you know, very hard times, and obviously I'm very much enjoying being in the Premier League now.
Right. And now, being in the Premier League, what kind of football, or what kind of, let's say, approach do we expect to see from Brighton as we go along? I mean, the start has been pretty bright, actually, given the kind of competition they have.
Absolutely. We've had some very tough teams that we've played in our own few games. So, you know, to have secured a few wins early on, we're very happy with the way things have gone on the field at the moment. Yeah, the squad, majority of them have been together for a few seasons now, so the core of the team is very strong. The acquisitions we made in the summer, again, were very strong ones. So we think we're very well placed, and you know, we're pretty confident going into today's game against Everton.
All right. Speaking of the reach out here in India, I mean, we were just discussing a little earlier that there are all these big clubs out here who are trying to reach out to fans, and you have the Manchester Cities and the Manchester Uniteds and Liverpool and Arsenal. Amidst all of this, I mean, what prompted the decision for Brighton to be a part of Premier League life here in India?
Well, I think our research and knowledge with the Indian football fans is they are that, football fans. While some will have their allegiances, a large number just do enjoy watching the Premier League. So it seemed like a very big audience that were very captivated by football in the Premier League. So it made complete sense for us to come over here. We've had an unbelievable amount of interest. For example, our space at the park is located between Manchester United and Chelsea. And for most of the time, we've actually had longer queues at our booth. I think people are just intrigued to find out more about us and learn a bit about the club. They see us on TV, and I think they want to know more.
That's good to see. So good to see the brand going international.
Absolutely. No, we're really enjoying being a part of it this weekend. And we just hope everyone will be behind us for our game against Everton today.
All right. I'll certainly be behind you. You can imagine why. Okay.
Great, thank you very much.
Great, thank you. Thank you so much for your time, Mark.
As usual, you can find us on our Audioboom channel. It's audioboom.com/soccersense. Otherwise, you can find us on any of the other podcasting platforms or on Twitter at @SenseSoccer. You can say hello, send in questions, send us feedback, whatever you like.